Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Kang Collects. And as always, I always want to thank everyone for the support, for listening, all the downloads and everything like that. And if you don't know or whatever, let a friend or family member know about the podcast. If you miss any episodes, you can always go back and listen to past episodes. You can download it for free in Odyssey or Spotify, Apple, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts. Like I said, appreciate all the support I've gotten so far. And like I've told you guys before, I'm going to start spotlighting like a local business every month to just kind of put some eyes and ears on a local place for, you know, helping small business out. And this month, it's going to be Detroit Sports Cards and Collectibles. It's a nice little shop. I've been there a couple times, bought a few things from them. They're in St. Clair Shores, located at 29636 Harper Avenue. St. Clair Shores, like I said, zip is 48082, open from Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They're always looking to buy, sell. They've been on the podcast before. If you forgot, they're the ones who said they would buy anything, including oil cans. It didn't matter. So bring whatever you want to have them take a look at. And they also have a website, Detroit Sports Cards and Collectibles.com. You can call them with any questions you may have. Oh, and they have a trade night coming up on Black Friday. So for more information on that, give them a call and check them out. Okay, let me just get to my next guest here. On this episode, I have Taylor Olson, the Director of Marketing for Illich Sports and Entertainment. Taylor, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, so the reason I'm having you on is, for those that don't know, Comerica Park will, for the last 4 years, this will be the fifth year, they have a yearly garage sale, which is really cool. I've actually only been to one. It was either the first or second one. I haven't been back since, but at the time I went, it was really cool and really fun. And can you tell people what the Comerica garage sale is about, Taylor? And first of all, before we let them know, it's going to be Friday, November, what's the date here? I just read it. November 15th, Friday, and Saturday, November 16th. What are the hours and how do you get entry and all that stuff, Taylor?
Yeah, so our annual Comerica Park garage sale, it's completely free to just come in and shop. We're going to have bobbleheads, that's exciting, merchandise, hats, authenticated items, really anything that any collector or any sports collector would want is going to be at this garage sale. It's crazy. You said 5 years. It's hard to believe this is the fifth annual. But yeah, really exciting stuff at up to 70% off. Some things as low as $1. Things that we just want to clean out our closets and have this garage sale. And it's like the old saying goes, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So excited for fans to come on down. Like you said, November 15 from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. and then Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So plenty of time. If you're working all day on Friday, come on down on Saturday and check out what we've got.
So where can people park and enter from?
Yeah, of course. So we do have plenty of parking around the ballpark, but there will be free parking available in the Tiger Garage that's located just off of East Fisher Freeway. I believe it's 250 East Fisher Freeway, if my brain is working properly here. It's just right next to the ballpark. And then fans can enter right through the Tiger Club lobby, which is just down the street from the Giant Tiger on Witherell Street.
Okay, yeah, that's easy enough. If you've ever been to a Tigers game, you should know exactly what Taylor's talking about.
Yeah, that big Tiger, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so you mentioned, you know, this is the fifth year that you've done it. So that means you must have had some success the previous 4 years, right? I mean, so you get to clear out some space, but fans get to pick up a lot of cool items. And you said they start as low as $1?
Yes. So crazy. Yeah, I think every year, and if you don't know, we are renovating our ballpark this off season to make room for our home plate club, which is right behind home plate. Very excited about this brand new premium seating area. And so we need to make room for more spaces at our ballpark for fans to enjoy. And with that means clearing out some of those spaces. So we've got some really cool collectible items from years past that we've held on for either archival reasons or other. And so, you know, once we come to the point where we're ready to part with them, we bring them to the garage sale. So like I said, really cool bobbleheads from, you know, 10 plus years ago, a couple straggle giveaway items that we find that are marked down to $1. So you really can't, you will find something at this garage sale for you, whether it's you're into figurines, like I mentioned, or wearables, or collector's items like the autographed memorabilia I mentioned. So a little bit of everything, really in an effort to just make some more space for us. So I think the fans enjoy it too, which is why we bring it back every year.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I'm not sure like how many people know about it. Do you have a website or anything? Like, you know, if the people don't follow you on Twitter or social media, can you let people know if they want to find some more information?
Of course, yeah. All the info I just mentioned, the times, locations, where to park, they can find that at tigers.com/garage sale. So check out our website, all the info's there. If you're not able to make it in for the garage sale this year, you can shop on tigers.com. No discounts, unfortunately, on tigers.com, but this is only in person for the garage sale. But if you're not able to make it down, you can shop online 24/7.
Okay, but for the garage sale specifically, people, you got to get down there physically yourself. This is a in-person event, right?
Yes, bring your trucks.
That's a great piece of advice because when I went the one time, I didn't realize actually how much like bigger items there were, like furniture and things like, I'm talking like legit furniture and things like that. So if you're really interested, people, bring a truck or a van or just something that you can fold down the seats in the back, maybe just in case. You never know what you might want to bring home.
You never know. That's spot on. You never know what we might have in store. I'm talking about smaller items, but to your point, there could be some furniture and some signage that could be a really cool piece of someone's, you know, sports garage, or if you have like a man cave or woman cave, whatever, a sports cave of some sort, yeah. That could be decor for that. So you never know. So good idea. SUVs, pickup trucks, whatever you got, make the room.
Yeah, for your basement or like you said,
whatever. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you have a spare room, a guest room, whatever, all the stuff, you never know. I mean, help decor for any place, especially if you're a sports fan and specifically a Tigers fan. So just so people know, though, this will be specifically just Tiger related items, right? Nothing like from the Red Wings or anything like that.
That's correct. Just Tigers related items.
Okay. And so you mentioned the new, like, I know they're making room for renovations for the luxury seating behind home plate and all that stuff back there. Is there like, so all that stuff is being, well, not all that stuff, but some of that stuff will be put out as well, like the old seating and things like that.
I'm not sure about old seating. Yeah. I'm not sure about old seating potentially.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen it out there yet.
Because it's not necessarily just like the fold down seats that you see, but like there's like sometimes I've seen or I heard of before where it's like, you know, the little end table type things, and you never know, you know, and it's not just stuff around the ballpark. You mentioned signage, but is there going to be, I mean, I don't know if you've seen all the stuff, but is there going to be stuff from like the locker rooms in there or anything like that, or any old stuff?
I don't think the locker rooms, potentially some of the, I don't think the locker rooms this time, because we renovated our clubhouse a year or two ago. And did during our garage sale, we had a bunch of clubhouse chairs and signage, to your point. I don't think we'll have this those items this go around, but definitely on field like apparel that the players would wear, that'll definitely be available.
Oh, that's whatever wasn't snatched up
during the season.
And some of the best, like, this is a really good garage sale, I would say, because when you go to other garage sales, you don't know where the items came from. This is legit from Comerica Park, from the Detroit Tigers. Mm-hmm. So this is all like real authenticated stuff. You know what I mean? It's not like custom, as some people would say, right? This is the real deal, people.
Yes, and obviously, no offense or disrespect towards any collector's sales out there, but this is legitimate. It is straight from Comerica Park and from the Tigers, so you know it is the real deal. And on top of that, another beautiful thing is a portion of all proceeds are going to be benefiting the Detroit Tigers Foundation. So you're helping a good cause too. It's a win-win.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. So it's just, you're getting something for yourself. You're helping out a good cause. And it, like I said, you don't have to worry about counterfeits or anything like that. This is the real deal stuff here. You mentioned a little bit ago that bobbleheads from like 10 years ago, like wow. I mean, so people, if you're like one of those collectors, like bobbleheads have been huge like the past few years, like crazy. I'm sure you know about and see it all the time, like the fans that line up, you know, that they come specifically for certain items and things like that. You're going to have, if you're looking for a certain bobblehead, it might be at this garage sale that you just don't see or can't find in the wild.
Yeah, and there might just be a couple of them that we stumbled upon, like fell off of a pallet and were put randomly on a shelf before being taken to the gates however many years ago. So you never know.
Is everything going to be priced already? Can you barter like a garage sale, or is this, hey, this is what it's priced at, you know, and that's what it's going for?
No bartering at this garage sale, but I will say everything is priced to sell. So okay. I think fans are going to be pleasantly surprised at what they'll be able to snag up at an affordable rate.
Is this cashless only? I know a lot of sporting events are cashless now. Can people bring their coins, or they got to bring their credit card or Apple Pay or whatever?
Yes. Got to bring your credit card. Comerica Park's a cashless venue, so I'm glad you pointed that out. People got to prepare. So bring your digital payments.
Yeah. I mean, cause you know how garage sales are. People.
Right. You can bring a bag of change if you wanted.
Yeah, people. So this is, they're calling it a garage sale, but this is 2024 cashless events, like most sporting events are nowadays. So hopefully you're used to that by now. But just so people know, I don't want people to come with, just dollar bills and can't buy anything. That would be terrible. So
a new age garage sale, if you will.
Exactly. So anything that has caught your eye or anything that, you know, that you've didn't realize, like, oh wow, we're selling that, or we're giving, or you know, we're that's going to be available or anything like that?
Honestly, I mean, a lot of the authenticated player jerseys, so like baseballs, bats, jerseys. I saw a lot of Scoobles. So I think, you know, anytime you see like those very iconic players that are even current, like let alone the historic and iconic legends that we have from the Detroit Tigers, but to get current players too at a discounted rate, is that doesn't happen a lot. So so I was surprised to see a lot of those going up for sale. And then of course, like I mentioned, just like the gate giveaways from years past that are going to be at this. So I'm excited for fans. I think they're going to go quick, but I'm excited for fans to maybe say, oh, I remember that, and kind of bring back some memories from some of those good times from years past too.
So how, say, so you mentioned there's going to be bats and balls. Are they that?
Yeah. Autographed bats and balls. Yeah. Wow. And all authenticated. So, MLB's authentication, process and system is unlike any other league. I'm always so impressed by it, and I'm sure it means something to collectors as well, just knowing that there's true value in what they're purchasing. So a lot of great options, like I said, photos, bats, balls, bases, anything that you can think of is going to be available this weekend. So
that's so cool, because if you've been to a Tigers game, and maybe you don't notice this because maybe you just get your hot dog and whatever and go to your seat, but they have stores that sell authenticated stuff too, and there's mystery bags and cool stuff like that. So I imagine it's, you know, some of that stuff that maybe you guys are just trying to make room for, you know, is going to be available at this event, which is really cool. And I can't help but say this more than once, but that it's authenticated is a big deal for people, for buyers, for collectors, whatever you're investing or we just want to keep it for, you know, for pass it on down the line. But to know it's real, that's really important. And you're right about Major League Baseball. They're very good at authenticating things. And it's definitely a process that it's worth it. It's priceless.
Really? Yep. I agree. So yeah, I'm pumped to see it all. It's all currently being laid out in the Tiger Club at Comerica Park. And so I'm excited to see it all out there. So many goodies, looking like, you know, close to like 15,000 plus items.
Wow.
So really, yeah, lots of options. As well as apparel. Like, now is the time that a lot of people are starting to think about holiday gifts. And so it's nice to kind of start early, get ahead of that, especially with some great deals. So if you're thinking about holiday shopping, now's the time to maybe get the Tiger fan in your life some goodies too.
Oh, definitely time to stop before. You don't want to be that last minute shopper. And then with the Tigers, you know, how they finished the year last year, everyone's still excited. I know we were talking about them on the show today, and just it's a good time to, you know, get capitalize on while it's not as expensive, you know, because everyone knows, like, you know, when things get really good, things can get more expensive too. So it's a great time to go on there and get some value out of all the Tiger excitement. And
absolutely. Yeah. We're already so excited to have, obviously we try to have touch points throughout the off season, this being one of them for our fans. But we're really, really excited to get the season rolling in 2025, believe it or not. I think just all of the excitement, like you said, from the end of last season, is really propelling us. And I know it's propelling the fans too, building on that momentum, and excited to kick off the 2025 season. So get all of your gear now so that you're ready for next year.
So you mentioned over 15,000 items. That's crazy. So how is this going to be like laid out? Like, you know, like, are they going to be like bins or, you know, what, or like, is there, you guys putting up shelving or what's going on here?
That is going to be like a true garage sale. So, our pro shop, which, is our D shop, that's going to be set out as beautifully as it normally is. But all of the other gritty items, if you will, that are found in our storage or elsewhere, from years past, are all in boxes that have kept all of these items, like, you know, dust free and clean, if you will, contained. But they're going to stay in boxes. So you'll see a lot of boxes opened up. Price points, it's going to be all throughout the Tiger Club. So if you've never been in the Tiger Club, it's in that, if you're standing on home plate, it's in the left field corner. It's got a beautiful like 180 view of the field. And so it'll be all through there, as well as the pro shop that's accessible on Witherell Street, that some folks maybe have seen coming through Rocket Mortgage Entry. And yeah, it'll be full. So be prepared, like we said, all the bags, SUVs, your trucks, and give yourself some time to mosey around.
Yeah, I always like to, like, when I ever go to any kind of show, whether it's a card show or a flea market or whatever, like, I'd like to, like, kind of zigzag through the entire, you know, so I don't miss anything. So, yeah, definitely give yourself time and go through and see. You might find something that someone overlooked, or, you know, it might mean more to you than somebody else. So you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I kind of do a lap to assess everything. And then I go back and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm thinking about this again, or I'm thinking about that again. And I'll pick up some items that way. But I do a very similar thing where I peruse first and then I start grabbing items the next round. But
so is there going to be like a checkout line, or people are going to be like, or people are going to be standing around like, you know, vendors or something, like, or how's that going to work to check out?
Oh, yeah, it'll work very similarly to how anyone would come and have a shopping experience at the D shop. So we'll have a slew of cash registers open in the pro shop, and everything will be labeled by price at every item. So there won't be any confusion there, but there's going to be plenty of staff around too. So if fans ever have a question, regarding price, they can ask anyone, any employee that's around. And then we'll have our checkout stations in the pro shop, where our cashiers will be bagging, and then fans can exit from there, but it should be a smooth experience for fans.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And how many times do you get to go down to Comerica Park? And, you know, anytime you get to go down there is fun. So
yeah,
to me, even if there isn't a game going on, just to be there is to me, like, you get like a feeling, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, you know, it's, you get to smell the ballpark and buy some cool stuff. So I mean, to me, that's part of the experience of doing something like this.
It is. And, you know, fans want to feel connected to the team all year round. I still feel like we're all kind of riding that high a little bit from the end of the season still. So yeah, any way to like connect with the team, I think, is important. And we're just so thankful for, our fans are so loyal. We say this all the time in the office. I'm not even kidding. Just how thankful we are to have such a loyal fan base through thick and thin. And, you know, the fans really deserved the outcome of last season. Like, I wish we would have gone further. Like, we all do, of course. But to be able to have kind of a surprising finish at the end, like, our fans deserve that. And so any way where we can do engagement events like this throughout the off season and in the season when we don't have games is something we want to continue to do. So
there won't be any Tigers walking around or anything like that. Are there any players?
There will not this time. There will not be. But that's a really good idea for these 3 years. I'm going to keep that in mind.
I'm going to turn around and be like, is that Trey Sweeney? Or something, you know,
like. That's awesome. I will say no players, but I will say in terms of uniformed personnel, Paws will definitely be in attendance. So nice. If you love our favorite friendly tiger Paws, he will be in attendance. And taking holiday photos too. So if you're interested in holiday photos with Paws,
Santa Paws.
Yeah, Santa Paws, exactly. you can sign up for some photos either in person, or you can go to tigers.com/paws and there'll be information there too.
Nice. All right, last one for you here. Yeah. Are you guys putting out any non-tiger stuff? Like, is there going to be a fern or like soap dispensers hanging around or anything like that? Or is this like a real garage sale where everything is on sale, you know, that's not glued or nailed down? I mean, or is this just tigers like stuff, specific items?
It should just be tigers related stuff, but you never know. You never know.
Like, oh my God, is that the telephone that AJ Hinch uses in his office? I want to buy that, you know?
Oh, I'm sure that would be a very popular item.
Yeah, honestly, like, oh, here's the whiteboard from the locker room. I don't know.
Yes. That's really funny. That's funny. We should have some of that stuff.
Yes.
That's actually really cool.
Right? I'm telling you. Oh, I got this ficus from Comerica Park.
Right.
So you never. All right.
I might just put this plant on.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. Oh, there's a picture that I can put in my bathroom. It's just a picture of like the ocean, but you know, I got it from Comerica Park's garage.
It's from Comerica Park. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Great. Well, Taylor Olson, Director of Marketing for Elite Sports and Entertainment, thank you for joining me. Please, if you would need any more information, what was the website again for the
garage? Fans can go to tigers.com/garage sale.
All right, you can find out the entry point, and it's a free admission to get there and get down there early, give yourself some time. It's a 2-day event, and you can find some really cool stuff. And even if you don't find anything, I think it's just a cool experience. Like I said, going down to the ballparks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always fun.
Yeah.
All right. Taylor, thanks for joining me. Everybody, thanks for listening. Follow me on all my social medias as well. It's Kang Collects, just like the podcast, K-H-A-N-G Collects, on Twitter, on in Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff. And as always, thanks for listening and keep collecting.